Say, everybody.
Yeah.
It's time for a square dance. A very square dance. All right, here we go.
Chicken in the bread pan, duck for the clam, crab for the oyster, there we am.
Everybody swing that thing, Dad. Wait a minute, hold on there. Just...
What's the matter? What we stopping for?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't even know what we're singing about. Chicken in the bread pan, duck for the clam. Boy, I don't even know what those words mean. As a matter of fact, I think it's high time there were some new square dance words, and I brought some along, and here we go.
Rub your belly with linseed oil. Wrap your head in aluminum foil. Scratch your back where it may itch. Tune right into Fay and Skitch. Play gin rummy with 14 decks. Punch and Judy, Jinx and Tex. Peas and carrots, pudding and pie. I'll give you a punch in the eye. Blow your brains out, flip your lid. Oh, you crazy mixed up kid. Now swing your Clyde and wash your face in a genuine styrene carrying case. Turkey in a hayloft, monkey in a tree, Princeton 12 and Navy 3. Possum up a hound dog, chicken up a coon. Let's have lunch some afternoon. Everybody jump and rock and roll. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. Now Davy Crockett dreamed and planned, and he plays trombone with Basie's band. I said Davy Crockett from Tennessee, he's the greatest thing since Pinky Lee. At 45 it may sound great, but spin this record at 78.
Swimming in the water, flying in the air, I think this dance is pretty square. Real square.
One part's white, the other is tan. I bought them down at Tom McCann's. Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. I'll give you a bruise if you step on my shoes. I went to a dance at the Cimarron. I danced all night with my new shoes on. I durned your dance myself to death. The tongues in my shoes was a patent for breath. Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. Please don't abuse my pretty two-tone shoes. On the bottoms, you danced on the top. Honey, this stuff has got to stop. Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. You run them now, you great big clumsy cow. Now honey, you look so nice and neat. Where did you get them great big feet? When we're dancing all alone, leave them combat boots at home. Now don't you step on my two-tone shoe. Can't you see your feet are killing me? Tell me, Alice, was it malice when you stepped up on my callus? My two tones, a war pump full of holes. The tops are shot, have mercy on my soul.
Now we don't standing during a concert.
Yada, 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 yada.
Shut up. That's better. Now, the administration of Folsom Prison is proud to present Johnny. Hey, 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 hey.
prison. Yeah. And when my boy grows up, he's gonna go to prison. Yeah. I'll never forget the time I was in prison. Yeah. One time I stomped a cop. Yeah. You know about cops. They hang around in prison. Yeah. Well, I stomped this cop. Yeah. And that was when I went to prison. Yeah. Before we start singing, yeah, I'd like to thank the warden for letting us come here today. And he asked me to make one announcement. The warden asked me to tell you prisoners, yeah, when the concert is over, you're to march out in single file and return to your cell. I keep a close watch on this watch of mine, 'cause they don't set me free till 1989. But while I'm here in prison doing time, the things I'm learning suit me real fine, and the warden is a real good friend of mine. Life in prison is mighty hard. They won't let you play in the yard, yard, yard. I spend my days cheating at cards, and my nights with a very friendly guard, and the warden. I learned to make ashtrays, learned to make rope. I worked in the laundry, I dealt some dope, and I learned in the shower to never drop the soap. And the warden, a good friend of mine. And the warden, a good friend of mine. I can't wait for rehabilitation. I can go outside and use my education, 'cause the things I learned in this here situation give me lots of ideas about my future occupation. And the warden, real good friend of mine. And the warden is a real good friend of mine. Thank you. Thank you.
When you're coming undone because the city's no fun, well, you can always just leave town. If the music's too urban because the beat is disturbing, it can help, I know, to leave town. Just listen to the crickets, you don't get that in the city. You also don't get Lyme disease or nearly half as gritty, but smell that fresh air. The lights are much darker there. You can get covered with leeches, run into a bear. If you leave town, life will be less urbane. Leave town, the bugs will drive you insane. Leave town, deliverance is waiting for you. Hang around in city bars that you found. Get just as drunk when you leave town. Maybe you'll face in some far out of way place some bikers high on crack who had to leave town. Just listen to the rhythm of that engine, it's so gnarly. You hear it even louder when you're dragged behind a Harley. Why did I leave? The stars are much easier red, especially when they are dancing around in your head. Why'd I leave town? Thought I'd be safer there. Leave town. Instead, it's my worst nightmare. Leave town. Take me back downtown today.
Mommy and Dad are never nervous or mad when you teenagers go downtown. Daddy and Mom just stay at home and keep calm and watch the Late Late Show uptown. 'Cause when you kids are gone, we get to spend some time alone here. That's our only chance to use the bathtub or the phone here when you're away. Besides, we're stuck where we are because you kids took our money, you kids took our car and went downtown. Where can you possibly? Downtown. It's 20 after 3. Downtown. What do you mean by let's fruit? You don't come home till 4 a.m. 'cause you're roaming in the street somewhere. Downtown. We would feel swell if only someone would tell us what goes on down there. Downtown. But every time we ask you what you're doing after dark there, you just say that you were fruiting to Petula Clark there. That's what I mean. So kids, give your folks a break, because you're driving us crazy. We sit here all night and take downtown, swallowing pills so we'll calm down, counting the hours you're downtown, you and your frug and your slob. Television. Then you call us up and say you've had a slight collision. There goes the car. Beside that, you've been arrested. So we gotta get up and we gotta get dressed and go downtown. Borrow a car and go downtown. That's where you are, you twins. Downtown. Wait till I get you kids home. There'll be no more frugging, no swimming, no jerk, no mashed potatoes, no slop. Now take some else. You're going to stay home tomorrow night. And your mother and I are going downtown. And we're going to dance the tango and the waltz and the foxtrot. And we're going to do the funny hug.
Was automation, I know, that was what was making the factory go. It was IBM, it was UNIVAC, it was all those gears going clickety-clack, dear. I thought automation was keen, till you were replaced by a 10-ton machine. It was that computer that tore us apart, dear. Automation broke my heart. There's an RCA 503 standing next to me, dear, where you used to be. Doesn't have your smile, doesn't have your shape, just a bunch of punch cards and light bulbs and tape, dear. You're a girl who's soft, warm, and sweet, but you're only human, and that's obsolete. Though I'm very fond of that new 503, dear, automation's not for me. It was automation, I'm told. That's why I got fired and I'm out in the cold. How could I have known when the 503 started in to blink, it was winking at me, dear. I thought it was just some mishap when it sidled over and sat on my lap. But when it said, I love you, and gave me a hug, dear, that's when I pulled out its plug.
I want to know the name of the song on the radio.
Don't touch that! Ooh, don't touch that! You don't know where it's been. Don't touch what made, don't touch that dog. A rotten egg, yes, don't touch that. Never touch yellow snow, not even with a 10-foot pole.
Never touch food that glows or Dr. Demento.
Yes, don't touch that!
Hey, watch me pull a rabbit from my head. Wait, that's not a rabbit. Ooh, don't touch that!
When you find lumps in your pudding pops, don't touch them, they're not cool.
Don't stick your finger in the ear of a fat chick.
Never touch anything that's dragged in by the cat.
Crazy Granny, go forget you. Don't touch that.
Hey, man, don't touch my lady.
You can look me, but no touchy.
Ooh, don't touch me there.
Don't touch milk if it's crunchy.
Never sit on a wet seat.
Don't touch it, it's that woman in heat.
Ah, junto tienes a, get away from my weed workers. Don't touch that.
Never touch a tissue that's rolled up in a ball.
Never touch the gummy gums of Arsenio Hall.
Welcome to 7-Eleven. Don't touch the slurping machine.
Hey, I wouldn't touch that pit bull that's foaming at the mouth. Know what I mean?
Never touch the wart on Aunt Martha's chin. Never touch what's on you when you sneeze in a wet
chin. Good evening. Don't touch the blood from a vampire man.
Don't play catch. Discuss ball. Don't think butt. Free windshield. Don't touch a slug or a hairball.
Don't touch that.
Well, I wouldn't touch it if I could remember what it was for.
Last guy who touched this, he ain't around no more.
Oh, yes, you haven't had tequila until you get the worm.
And don't think a boy is kosher. It's schmutz. Don't touch that.
Colder. by the way, this particular drinking song, we cheated on. Take the rosebush from my hair. Shake loose all them little thorns. What's the sprinkler doing on? So damn early in the morn. Crawling home at 5 a.m. Lord, this sidewalk sure is hard. I guess I drank too much again. Help me make it through the yard.
I don't know what's right or left. I'm too drunk to even stand. Why the devil won't you help me? Please take your foot off of my hand.
And put some coffee on the stove. And we'll go try to find your car. I can't hack it all alone. Help me make it through the yard.
And get my lawyer on the phone. Help me make it through the yard.
San Francisco's gone to pot. The kids forgot their Camelot.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh well.
The flower children traded in their beads and poppy seeds for English tweeds.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh well.
McCarty Park will never be the same. All the sweet young hippies blew their fame. Someone threw the cookout in the rain. It was just 11:30 when they learned his pot was dirty, and he'll never have that recipe again.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh shucks.
Establishment has taken all our dreams, and they have squashed them.
Squashed them.
Taken all the hippies from the scene, and they have washed them. Oh yes. They remove the protest signs and the lovely picket lines, and there's not an unsafe place left we can go. In second grade is where the lies begin, when mama's little dear is taken in. He's told that nice guys always win, and that King Kong did not die for our sins. heart will never be the same. All the sweet young hippies blew their thing. Someone threw the cook out in the rain. It was just 11:30 when they learned his pot was dirty, and he'll never have that recipe again.
Okay, good evening, my friends. Welcome back to the Bit Slap for another week. I'm KBC, and I'm sitting right next to my window. You can hear it. You can hear it. You hear that little roar? That's the river outside my house. We're having a lot of meltage running down, and it's really kind of fun. It's not going to be as good as it's been in other years, but it's still kind of cool. So anyway, I'm opening the window because why not? Today we bring you a bunch of satire or parody. I don't know which is which. It's a fuzzy line in between there somewhere. I don't know. Apparently parody requires a bit of humor to your victim, as well as mercy, perhaps. But satire is more to the point. It is more like a slap. Okay, does that sound right? Anyway, we started with Steve Allen, the very square dance. Two-Tone Shoes was Homer and Jethro. The Conception Corporation from 1970 from their first album called A Pause in the Disaster. That was Johnny Hash at Wholesome Prison. Leave Town was Bruce Kerr, Loose Bruce Kerr's version of You Know What. Alan Sherman, same thing. Crazy Downtown. Automation from Alan Sherman. Laszlo and Gary, Don't Touch That. Ripping off Weird Al, ripping off MC Hammer. Does that sound about right? And then we heard Weird Al, the esteemed master of all, also there from Tacky. And Middle Age Waistline from Bob Rivers. Let's see, Old MacDonald Bought a Newsie was Picasso's Trigger. Yeah, really, I don't know. Anyway, Help Me Make It Through the Yard, of course, Pinkard and Bowden. And then finally, Muck Ardy Park. Did you catch who that was? You had to listen close. It was Soupy Sales from 1969, something on a Motown single. I had no idea it existed before, and I'm still kind of wondering about it. But I pass it on to you, because there you go. So anyway, it's right after April 1st. It's April 2nd, as a matter of fact, and today is Dr. Demento's 78th birthday. So please join me in wishing the doctor a very happy birthday and many, many more. And I think, you know, he can hear us if we all say it loud enough. Otherwise, don't worry about it, because there'll be another one next year. So, okay, more stuff, more crap coming up. Please don't take these things personally.
That's what you are. Impeachable. And yet so far you've avoided closer scrutiny, even though Vladimir Putin, he opened many doors. It only makes you more impeachable. And when someday we can say you're fired and you go away, you may have thought you were unreachable, but history makes some moments teachable. Someday Pence may be impeached. reachable to.
Come and see it by the fire, friends, and listen. There's a story I must tell to you about a car hop named Red River Sally and this cowboy that tore her heart in two. One day Sal was inside at the counter. Someone spoke, and when she turned around, she was looking into a belt buckle, and this cowboy just stood there looking down. From that day they were always together, and Sal thought her true love had been found. She stood right in the bullpen and cheered him every night the rodeo was in town. Then the cowboy asked Sal if she would marry, and she loved him too much to refuse. Sally said that she would always remember the kind and sweet words that that darling boy used. So the cowboy and the car hop was married, and they cut out on a week's honeymoon. Poor old Sally, she didn't have no way at all of knowing that the cowboy was gonna tear her heart in two. Sal was happy she'd married the cowboy. She thought she'd found someone she could look up to. When she learned the awful truth, she couldn't face him, 'cause without his boots, he is only 5'2". So if you fall for a tall, handsome stranger, and you think that he's just right for you, just remember old Red River Sally and the cowboy that tore her heart in two.
On Friday night to have a ball, I took my girl to the music hall. The crowd was lined for blocks around the night them four boys came to town. As we sat in that mammoth place, I saw the look upon her face as she screamed out, boiled with rage. Her heart was up there on the stage with Ringo.
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 Man, what is it with this girl of mine? Until that night, our love was fine. Now I call her on the phone. She says she'd rather be alone. She listens to her hi-fi set and digs that guy she never met. My picture stood beside her bed. Now a new one's there instead. It's Ringo.
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 I didn't see her for quite a while. I thought I'd better change my style. I got some drums and tried to play. I practiced on them night and day. I wore rings on each hand. I even formed a swinging band. My rings, my drums, my spot of tea. I learned all this so I could be like Ringo.
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 I let my hair grow long like his, pretending I was in showbiz. They called my mother up to school. They said I must have blown my cool. They said your son is acting bad. He thinks he is the English lad. But I didn't care about disgrace. If only I could take the place of Ringo.
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 Then came the night I can't forget. The night when once again we met. And as I looked, to my surprise, I saw the tears come to her eyes. She said her foolish fling had passed, and now I knew the truth at last. because between her sighs, her sobs, her moans, she said she loved the Rolling Stones, not Ringo.
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 George said she gave up evil fights. I should have beat the fucking shit right out of him. you didn't treat me like a fucking genius. Look, you bastards, I'm a genius. Like Shakespeare, I'm Beethoven, I'm Van Gogh. Don't you dare criticize my work. Don't worry, Kyoko was one of the fucking best rock and roll records ever made. I'm a fucking artist, I'm sensitive as shit. I throw up before I go on stage. I can make a guitar speak. If I could be a fisherman, I would, but I can't because I'm a fucking genius. I was a walrus. Paul wasn't a walrus. I was just saying that to be nice, but I was actually the walrus. Even that rubbish he's been singing. Eastman was an animal. A fucking stupid middle class pig. I won't let fucking animals like that near me. Your guy's a supreme intellectual. I'll tell you why nobody likes her music. Because she's a woman and she's oriental, that's why. Where are you, mother? We're trying to crucify me. Genius is pain. 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 Ah! Oh! Genius is pain. Genius is pain. Ah! Ooh! Ah! Ah! Genius is pain. Ooh! Ah! Ah! Pain. Genius.
I was born in North Carolina, sir. I was born in New York and Korea. Being born three times over, I can tell you, screwed me up for a number of years. Whoa! I was in my ways and Chevys and Larrys and Whoppers at Burger King. Steel plants in Memphis and blonde girls at Tenny's are some of my favorite things. Dancing in the dark, puke in the park, making out in my Chevrolet. But it don't amount to one hill of beans. I sold over 10 million albums so far, but I still can't afford a new pair of jeans. Huh! I fell for a girl in Newark, New Jersey, in the back of a car that I bought her. And then we got married and Cheryl got pregnant, but not necessarily in that order.
Thank you.
I've been mistreated and I've been cheated two times by my Chevrolet. And the guy in the sax moves around behind my back. Where the hell did he learn to play? I'm bored with being at work, bored with being a jerk, bored with having nothing to say, bored with Alaska, bored stiff with Nebraska. To tell you the truth, I am bored with the USA.
Now on J&B Records, Bob Villain salutes Australia.
I came from a land down under.
Yes, Men at Work are just one of the Australian bands Bob pays tribute to on this unique
you
album.
You should be dancing. Yeah.
The Gibb Brothers.
Let's get physical, physical.
Olivia Newton-John.
I'm going to get physical.
And Rolf Harris.
Tammy Kangaroo Dance. Bugs, Tammy Kangaroo.
Plus, on
dance.
The same great album, Leonard Cohen sings Waltzing Matilda.
Once a jolly swag man camped by the barn.
Yes, all of this and more on one great new album, out now.
Waltzing Matilda. Waltzing. Ow!
Yeah. is. Mole popped Curly on the head, he poked his eyes, and it is what their shtick included. And then along came Larry. He didn't have a care, his curly hair, he fit right in, it was so plain to see. They found a studio, and then they made a TV show at last. Now they were the Stooges 3. Mo said, this is such a stroke of luck. Curly thought a minute, it said, yuck, yuck, yuck. Mo's haircut was really cool. The other guys, he'd always fool, and Curly was pudgy. When he went into the court, he neared the bench and called his honor judgy-wudgy. And then along came Larry. He simply was divine as Dr. Fine, and then one time he was a painter too. They called him Mary Lay. He worked together with Omay as well as their assistant Curly Q. Mo said, we are a big bunch of nuts. Curly thought a minute, it's a nyak nyak nyak. Simply was divine as Dr. Fine, and then one time he was a painter too. They called him Harry Lay. He worked together with Omay as well as their assistant Curly Q. Mo said, we are a big bunch of nuts. Curly thought a minute, it's a nyak nyak nyak. Nyak 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 nyak. Nyak 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 nyak. Nyak 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 nyak.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard, and the pace was pretty packed.
Yeah.
But a seesaw had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines, but we're stopping to pick up more. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus. There's a suitcase poking me in the ribs. There's an elbow in my ear. There's a smelly old bum standing next to me. He hasn't showered in a year. Well, I think I'm missing a contact lens. I think my wallet's gone. And I think this bus is stopping again. Let a couple more freaks get on. Look out! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on. And another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Ow! Another one rides the bus. Hey, hey! Another one rides the bus. Hey, 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 hey. The window doesn't open and the fan is broke and my face is turning blue.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a crowd like this since I went to see The Who. I should have got off a couple miles ago, but I couldn't get to the door. There isn't any room for me to breathe. Now we're gonna pick up more, yeah! Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. And another comes on, and another comes on. Another one rides the bus. Hey, he's gonna sit by you! Another one rides the bus.
Or is the real life evil?
just killed a toy. Turned the corner too fast by far in my little yellow car. Begins, here comes Mr. Blonde, and I think he's gonna take me
well. Okay, I'm back. So literally 150 yards from my ear is a nice big patch of white water. It really gets going when the melt starts. And it's also a good time to open the windows for a change. And you would not believe how well you sleep with all that white noise in your ear. Just saying. Started that set with Noel Paul Stuckey. Remember him of Peter Paul and the Impeachable, that was. Pretty new, I'd have to say. Red River Sally was Don Bowman, of course. Sounding less like Don Bowman than he usually does. Must have been one of his sober days. Like Ringo was Dick Lord, The Walrus and the Carpenter, our weekly Beatle nod. That was Sean Strain and the Doos, okay? Magical Misery Tour was, of course, the National Lampoon Radio Hour. I think starring there was Christopher Guest. Sandman was Beatallica. Beatallica is Beatles meet Metallica, and get together in a garage in Milwaukee to make these things, and that was Sandman. Bored in the USA was Bruce Springbach, one of the members of the Heebie-Jeebies. I found these guys recently from early 80s, I guess. And this was, they do a lot of parodies of people like Bruce Springsteen. They just did also Bob Villain Salutes Australia. Villain, V-Y, as in Victor. Dancing Up the Wall was Jack Michelson. Who does that sound like, huh? And that was the Heebie-Jeebies again. Three in a row by the Heebie-Jeebies. Along Came Larry was Alan Lieberman. And then Weird Al himself, a very early Weird Al thing. Another One Rides the Bus. And the Toyland Rhapsody from, guess who? The Heebie-Jeebies again. Whose member included Angus Dayton. I don't know if you know him or not. I think he did a lot of work with Not the 9 O'Clock News and also, just British TV comedy in general. So that does it for me this week. I do have a couple more for you. Do not worry. I will not abandon you. As long as we're skewering sacred cows, this is what we can do. So please do not take these things personally. I do not have a lawyer. You cannot sue me, all right? Because I'll just get there and cry. I'll just cry all over you, all right? But meanwhile, if you don't sue me, I'll see you next week, and we'll have some more surprises in store. Please have a good one.
Southern California brings me down. I want to live with a Mennonite girl. I could be shunned for the rest of my life with a Mennonite girl. With zippers and buttons, her dress is too tight. Her head is not covered, I know that's not right. She's a Mennonite girl.
Hey, Graber.
Yeah, Barry.
Why are you singing in that really high voice?
Well, my mule Ezra kicked me right into private parts.
Ouch. Well, sounds good. Can you keep it up?
No, like I said, my mule Ezra kicked me right...
No, I meant her singing, Graber.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Do another verse.
She won't churn butter, she don't cook or sew. If you ask her to plow, she will always say no. She's a Mennonite girl. A reader of scriptures, she stays up all night. Don't need no candle, she's got fluorescent lights. She's a Mennonite girl.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah, Carl.
I saw your dog Hezekiah out in der pasture today, and he was eating der horse manure.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why he was eating der horse manure.
Why was he eating der horse manure, Barry?
Well, he bit a Mennonite, and he was trying to get der taste out of his mouth.
Oh, that explains it.
Oh, here comes the parson now. I've got to hide her somehow. We haven't got a chance. I know he saw her wearing pants. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Graber.
Yeah, Carl.
Hey, your voice got better. Did you go to your faith healer?
No, I've been to Greta.
Oh, good ticket.
Yeah.
Anyway, your solo that you're playing is very dull. Why don't you spice it up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, and then perhaps maybe I could wear zippers, shiny buttons, and maybe shave my beard. Would that make you happy?
I see your point, Graber. That solo is very holy and plain.
Thank you.
Your song is over, Graber. Stop playing.
I can't stop playing.
Barry, Graber is possessed. Get the guitar away from him.
Look at his eyes. He's foaming at the mouth.
Vic, fetch the parson.